The Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News, a ministry dedicated to the truth revealed through Jesus Christ, encouraging listeners to stand boldly as the King's return is at hand.
Mankind has made the conscious decision to reject God, His Word, and wisdom. Our world groans and people run to and fro in utter chaos, constantly searching for answers, peace of mind and soul, while stubbornly rejecting the only one that can save them. The Bible talks about this time in history. The book of Luke tells us that nations will be in anguish and perplexity. I can't think of a better description of our modern world, anguish and perplexity. I have an especially heavy burden for the young people of today. Many, if not most, seem to be living in anguish and perplexity. They're confused, anxious, fearful, and under delusion. I hate what our culture's done to them. We've taught our young people that they have no purpose in life except to indulge all their carnal, hedonistic desires. We've taught them they're entitled to have freely, liberally, as much as they like. No limits, no rules, no right, no wrong. We've taught them that everyone gets a trophy just for existing. Walk the hallways of any public school between classes, and even in the best of these schools, you'll hear the most foul, vulgar language coming from the mouths of babes who think they're more grown up because they can curse. The establishment is now teaching young people that it's cool to question their gender or their sexual orientation. We've taught them to accept, embrace, and celebrate all forms of diversity in this new perverted definition of love. And we've trained them to believe and accept everything as equally valid and true, except that which is actually true. Truth is actually now illegal. Look at our young people, teens and young adults. They wander with vacant eyes and emotionless expressions, perhaps side effects of the prescription drugs they've been told by their doctors were right for them since they were six. Is it any wonder, then, that even in my small town, meth is now a major problem and the number one drug of choice among teenagers? They tattoo their bodies with hideous art depicting devils, skulls, vampires, homosexual pride symbols, and other images of death. They pierce their ears, lips, tongues, noses, and then hang chains from them. They disfigure their private parts with piercings and rings. And not just the boys. The girls have an equally low self-esteem and self-respect. And with no moral compass, teenage sex is not only commonplace, it's expected. You're considered a freak if you don't party or hook up. Even more concerning, now you're a freak if you don't at least experiment with homosexual or transgender sex. This message has a purpose. I'm hoping to reach some of the young people out there who are feeling so lost, so disconnected and confused. Now, I'm under no delusion that you'll be listening to this message on the Christian radio station it airs on, and certainly I doubt that you would take the time to read this message in our printed newspaper or any website. But my hope is that someone who loves you will and will take the time to share this information with you. You see, they love you. They care so deeply for your life and your soul. And they know that something has gone terribly wrong in the world and you have become a victim of it. You've been tricked and trapped and need to know the truth that will set you free. Most likely, you will not listen to those who love you. You don't care what they have to say. You think they don't know you and don't understand you or modern life, or what you deal with, struggle with, and go through on a daily basis. They have not maintained a close personal relationship with you, so how dare they try to insert themselves into your private affairs and fix you? You don't need fixing, and you certainly don't want to discuss this with them. For some reason, you're not quite sure of, you're angry, very angry. But if you won't listen to them, maybe you'll listen to me, a stranger. Because though I may be a stranger, I do know you. I see you everywhere I go. In the stores, on the corners, I see you hanging out downtown at night, walking down the sidewalk, staring blankly at your phones. I see you riding in cars, tossing cigarette butts out the windows, stereos blasting thumping bass notes, while a rapper uses the F-word 157 times in one of his so-called songs. Or the death metal music that screams demonic hatred, anger, and rage. This is your entertainment. I understand. To you, this is maybe the only thing in the world that seems real right now. But my friends, it's not real. You've been lied to. And it makes me sick what our culture has done to you. They've taught you a lot of things. but they have not taught you what is most important. They have deliberately hidden the truth from you. Now, just so you don't think I have no grasp of reality or any idea of what it's like to live a hard life, let me give you just a very brief introduction. Yes, I'm an old guy, but rest assured, I had my own challenges and made way more than my own share of mistakes growing up. Growing up was hard for me. I dare say it was tougher and harder for me than most anyone my age. I endured more than any kid ever should have to. But I understand the temptations and challenges young people face through middle school, high school, and young adulthood. I know you because I was you. I was blessed to get a good Christian education in my early years, and learning God's Word as a young person helped me survive those times, and it served me well my whole life. But as a teenager, I strayed from what I knew was right, made many mistakes, and suffered the consequences. Praise the Lord, though, God never gave up on me, even though I was not always faithful to Him. So let's get to the point here, okay? You've been lied to. You've been used as a pawn in a diabolical game to steal your heart, mind, and soul in an effort to fundamentally change America and the world, and not for the better. It's a conspiracy conceived by the devil and carried out by his minions in the government, the press, the media, the entertainment industry, the public schools, and yes, sadly, probably even your own church. Some of you have no concept of God. Your parents gave you no Christian education whatsoever. And that's the absolute worst thing a parent could ever do to a child. But other parents, though they meant well, took their kids to churches that, quite honestly, did more harm than good. Chances are, if you're struggling spiritually today, this could very well be you. Your parents took you to Sunday school. You participated in youth groups. You know the plot. But now that you're older, you don't believe any of it, really, and you think Christianity is all just a fairy tale. Certainly has no relevance to the real world you live in every day. The Bible? It's full of nice stories, but that's really all they are to you, just stories. How can you be expected to believe that some God created the entire universe in 6 days, when the government has made it illegal to teach creation in school, because everyone knows that evolution is the only true so-called science? The little Noah's Ark toys they gave you to play with in children's church were cute when you were 3, but you don't really believe that story, any more than you believe in the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. And if you can't believe the first book of the Bible, what could the rest of the Bible possibly have to offer? Nice sayings, poetry, fairy tales. You don't have time for that. You live in the real world, and you have real problems. I get it, but know this, our generation has failed you. Somewhere along the line, the evangelical churches, in an attempt to attract more kids, appear more cool, accepting, diverse, and relevant, started to water down the message so as to be non-offensive. You see, the truth is not usually nice to hear. Usually, the truth hurts your feelings. In fact, in today's culture, we've been trained to believe that the truth actually sounds like hate. So they only told you the nice stuff. They promised you that if you said a prayer and accepted Jesus into your heart, a concept that it is nowhere in the Bible, by the way, your life would change and all your problems would disappear. Well, they lied to you. They gave you pizza parties and Bible camp sing-alongs and game nights where you could throw pies in the faces of your leaders and where they would hand out candy and treats just for showing up. Of course you're going to reject that. I don't blame you one bit. It's as fake as you think it is. But don't blame your parents. They were only doing the best they knew how. They wanted so badly to raise their kids knowing the Lord, to have a personal saving relationship with Jesus the Savior and God their Creator. Not because it's fun or because your life suddenly becomes exempt from troubles, but because your eternal soul is at stake. And because when you're a Christian, you have a firm foundation on which to build your entire life. When you know the truth, you have the knowledge, the wisdom, and the understanding to withstand the lies that the devil and the world throws at you constantly, every single day. The trouble is, long ago, the devil infiltrated even the churches to deceive as many of God's children as he could. Your parents thought you were being properly instructed in the counsel and wisdom of the Lord. They didn't realize that the pizza parties were really only pizza parties and nothing more. As a young person, I'm sure you want to know the real truth. You don't like being lied to. Let me just say the Bible is true, every word of it. In fact, it's the only true thing I know of in this world that we can really count on to be true, never change, and never let you down. It will always tell you the truth. But be aware also, it will always challenge the brainwashing you're receiving in public school and the indoctrination of the woke, so-called leaders and influencers you most likely worship. I can also tell you there's a whole unseen world out there, a spiritual world that we can't see with our human eyes, but that's just as real as anything in this physical realm. In this unseen world, there is a battle raging. It's all around you, and it is a battle for you and your eternal soul. You yourself have seen enough wickedness, lies, deceit, and ugliness to know that evil exists. Evil is real. Well, God is real too, and the battle is raging, and you have a part to play in this battle. These spirits are not just fighting over you. You're in this battle yourself, whether you want to be or not. You'll either be on the side of evil, or you'll be on the side of God. That's God's gift of free will to you. You get to choose where you will stand. Please understand, there is a better way to live. Being a genuine Christian is not a boring life. In fact, it's the most challenging path you can take. Most people can't hack it. Most prefer the broad, easy road. But that's the road that leads to destruction. True Christianity is not the wonderful, beautiful life they promised you on game night at church. That's the lie that caused you to be so disillusioned in the first place. No, genuine Christianity requires courage, commitment to righteousness, and faithfulness to God. It turns you into a real man or woman. And I can guarantee you absolutely will be persecuted and ridiculed for being a Christian, if you're the real deal. Because you'll be going against the pop culture that you'll one day understand is run by Satan. Stop accepting the lies and letting them twist and confuse the good mind God gave you. Find a Bible and start reading the wisdom found in Proverbs. Soak it in, pray to God, and ask Him to reveal His truths to you. Your church youth group may not be relevant, and your pastor may never speak on the issues that concern and trouble you the most. He doesn't want to offend you, so he won't speak the truth. But God's Word is truth. It's up to you to go there and learn to discern truth from the lies yourself. And when you do, all this chaos in the world will finally make sense. Audio CDs and transcripts of this message are available when you call me at Wisconsin Christian News, 715-486-8066, or email rob, at wisconsinchristiannews.com and ask for message number 424.
This has been the Truth Commentary with Rob Pugh, publisher of the Wisconsin Christian News. Find us on the internet at wisconsinchristiannews.com. Questions and comments? Email Rob, R-O-B, at wisconsinchristiannews.com.
The views expressed are those of the speaker.